Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
97.1 The Ticket. The telephone number is 248-539-9797. I've heard Green Bay Packer fans debate this. And I was just wondering what you guys think, and especially Greg, who is a major Green Bay Packer fan. Packers have basically had two quarterbacks for the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, they both have won one Super Bowl. Who's better? Who's had a better career in Green Bay? Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not even going to throw the Bart Starr deal into the mix because that was a different era.
So we're not counting the time he spent in Atlanta.
No, that was not a start. I don't think, or he'd have 300.
He did not start any games.
No,
he played in two.
Remember, his first completion was to himself.
Yes,
Mike Emmerich did the play-by-play on that, if I'm not mistaken. So, Greg, Mr. Packer fan, who's better? Who would you rather have? Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I got to say Aaron Rodgers simply because it's the interception rate. I think they had that stat a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a couple of months ago now. But in this season, they compared the two quarterbacks, and what really stood out was the interception rate. And even when you account for today's game and it's easier on the quarterbacks in terms of wide receivers are allowed to be more open now, there's less contact on the outside, quarterbacks are protected now more than they ever have been. Still, back in his day, Brett Favre was notoriously careless with the football.
Yes.
So, for that reason, look, you're talking about one Super Bowl apiece. I know Brett Favre went to the second one, didn't win it. The MVPs, I think, are now at three apiece. And I guess if you're going to go with the shared narrative that sometimes we like to do on this program, it's really 2.5 when he shared with Barry Sanders in 97.
Correct.
Rodgers, I believe, is three and is the favorite easily to be the fourth
yes.
this week or this year. I got to go with Aaron Rodgers.
I agree with you because of that, the interceptions. I haven't looked up the completion percentage and things like that. I would assume Rodgers is much better because of the fact that Favre was so careless with the football. And I know that a lot of people have, shall we say, glamorized or love Brett Favre's mentality.
Sure.
I mean, the streak, obviously, the swashbuckler, great teammate, does all these things. People just love the daring nature of Brett Favre. But Aaron Rodgers, even when you look at, some of his more famous passes and things like that, the Hail Marys. Now, obviously, Favre had a legendary Hail. Well, it wasn't a Hail Mary, but against the Lions as well in the playoffs.
Yeah.
With the Sterling Sharp. Favre is probably the guy you want to have as the mentality, as your leader. But overall, I think you have to take Rodgers, don't you?
Well, I feel like you do.
Rodgers didn't have Bruce Matthews snapping him the ball, though. So
this is correct.
Advantage Rodgers, then.
Well, neither did Brett Favre. He did have a Matthew. Rodgers did have a Matthews play with him.
Yes, I know.
On the field. I think you look at wins and losses and championships, and they're very comparable in those regards. And then you start looking at the stats, and we all listen to or look at the touchdowns to interceptions. And if that's what you're doing and giving your team the best possible chance to win by protecting the football, by going and throwing touchdowns, it's not even close. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers had two seasons where he threw double-digit interceptions. One of them was, it's rookie year. It was the first year that he started. He had 13, which is a pretty darn good number. In his third year, he had 11. Other than that, it's all single digits. When you look at Brett Favre, he had 24 in his second year as a starter in Green Bay. He had 29 in 2005, which led the league. So did those 24. 22, it's his first year with the Jets. But he never, with the Green Bay Packers, never had a season where he threw single-digit interceptions. They're always double digits and frequently in the 20s. 23 a couple of times. I mentioned the 24, the 29, 22. I mean, it's just he was able to overcome some of those things because of the risks that he would take.
Correct.
But Aaron Rodgers, you know, game in, game out, I would much rather have him as my quarterback because I know what I'm getting with him. With Brett Favre, you never knew.
Right, and as far as completion percentage, Favre's completion percentage with the Packers was about 61%. Rodgers is 65.3%.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the stats. Aaron Rodgers wins on almost every count.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're comparing then championships at the tie.
Yep.
So where do you, I mean, you have to use a separator at some point. And if your separator is stats, it's clearly Aaron Rodgers.
Well, how about Super Bowl appearances? He went to two, Favre.
Right.
Rodgers only been to one.
He went to Favre's, two with Green Bay.
Favre, yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Favre's playoff record is slightly better by one win. Losses are the same.
In Green Bay?
Favre, no, just in general playoff record. Yeah, he was 12-10, and Rodgers is 11-10. And then Favre won two NFC championship games. Rodgers only won one.
Right.
So.
It's weird. That's why I love to hear from like Packer fans because they love Brett Favre with all the faults for the most part, right? They love them. They love the way he played. Rodgers, they loved his ability, but I don't think they really loved him. And this is all before all the stuff this year, okay? Before the diva stuff of the offseason. I just know how, you know, football fans judge quarterbacks so differently. I mean, he's not in his league, but that was always the knock against Stafford. He wasn't a yeller, and wasn't one of those stereotypical guys like Favre. And Rodgers just did a little of everything. So I'm with Rodgers too. Gov, you seem to be edging towards Favre.
Oh, man, it's so tight. The Athlon actually did a rankings last year in March, and they put Favre 6th overall and Rodgers 8th. It's just like, I don't think there's a wrong answer here.
Right, I know.
I would probably go with Favre.
How about,
I just felt like he was more of a gamer.
Talking about gamer, here's another couple of stats for you. Brett Favre had 28 comebacks to only 18 for Aaron Rodgers. Now, some of that is because Aaron Rodgers just hasn't maybe been behind as many times. 43 game-winning drives for Brett Favre to 27 for Aaron Rodgers. You talk about being a gamer, 43 game-winning drives, you're a gamer.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 248-539-9797. We have some ticket texts here. Pretty interesting. Rodgers has had pretty easy through his career playing in our below-average division than how it was when Favre was playing. I'll take Favre. That's a good point. The Lions, for the most part, I think were better during...
They were competitive.
Yes.
Well, Favre had to fight through, although it was their latter part of their dynasties, the Cowboys and 49ers.
Yeah. I think he had tougher competition in the NFC. That's true. Rodgers in Tennessee wins a Super Bowl next year. Tennessee needs to package two or three first-round picks to dump Tannehill's salary to go get Rodgers. Yeah, but does Green Bay want Tannehill, though? I mean, no.
Tannehill or Jordan Love.
I understand that, but I think you'd rather rebuild.
But he could be your bridge.
Okay. Brett Favre is the most overrated player in the history of professional sports. Wasn't even a top five quarterback in his era and not in the top 20 all time. Top five in his era? Borderline.
Who?
Favre. In his era.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because his era, so, yeah. I mean, maybe not statistically, but his era is Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Favre, right? Well, maybe even more Favre before Brees, too, you know?
Elway?
Elway, was he playing that? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, well, Elway's great, obviously.
Yeah.
But when you say Favre set up the franchise for Rodgers, Green Bay was nothing, and then Favre changed the tone, made it a destination for good players, which Rodgers benefited from. They didn't get that many free agents, did they?
No. I think that's Aaron Rodgers' whole argument.
Yes. And on some of the other things, real quick, another way to look at it is that Les Miles helped Ja'Marr Chase become the great wide receiver he is today by giving him incentive and a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, motivation.
And the fact that John talked about fighting, John has dug in on this one deep. Look how fat offensive linemen are. Where's the physical ability in those tubbers?
Tubbers.
Tubbers. Fat tubbers. Come on, John. Everybody knows football and basketball players are terrible fighters. I'd put my money on a hockey player any day.
All right.
John Jansen squaring off with, in his prime, well, you're not in your prime either, but Darren McCarty. Who wins that fight? That depends if it's on skates or not.
In that
yes.
Yeah, that regard, that would yes. make a difference, yes.
Yes, you'd have to really practice your balance. That's the one thing about fighting in hockey that is tough, is your balance.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I'd have to have a hold of the sweater.
Exactly. All right, we'll get you set up for Carson Anderson and some more stuff next. 248-539-9797.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.